This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's going to be a new fully-fledged stock exchange. After some nail-biting suspense and intense opposition from existing stock exchanges, the Securities and Exchange Commission Friday night gave the go-ahead to IEX. This new stock exchange is designed to mute the effect of rapid-fire traders. Celebrating the long-fought regulatory approval is CEO Brad Katsuyama, who is the protagonist of the best-selling Michael Lewis book about high-frequency traders, Flash Boys. We've checked in with him from time to time on this project. Mr. Katsuyama, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
What's the problem that the IEX exchange is trying to solve, Brad?
The heart of the problem is that the stock exchanges, which used to kind of be viewed as these utilities that just matched buyers and sellers, and as technology morphed the exchanges and evolved the exchanges, what they started to do is they started to sell high-speed data and high-speed technology that allowed certain participants to find out about trades before others and to react to those trades before other groups even knew that the trades existed. And it created a class system in the market, and with speed being the biggest differentiator.
So your technology would slow down some of these high-speed traders, would get rid of a lot of their advantage. It's what, a speed bump in a sense?
So yeah, it's funny it's called a speed bump because it measures 350 millionths of a second, 1/1,000th the speed of you blinking your eye. So it's not perceptible to any human. It's not a time scale that any normal investor would even care about. But it's a critical amount of time for certain traders who are looking to pick up signals and race ahead of existing orders. So the whole debate really revolved around 350 millionths of a second and who that matters to and who it doesn't.
So briefly, next steps for IEX now that the regulators have said yes.
Long-term liquidity is missing in the markets, which actually creates a lot of volatility. High-speed data, high-speed technology, these are all things that the exchanges are selling. It creates short-term incentives. But when the market's volatile, you can't pay someone enough to stand in front of a volatile market. And when they pull out, the long-term investors have migrated to off-exchange platforms like dark pools, et cetera. Nobody's left. And what we're trying to do with IEX is bring long-term investors back into the public markets to create a more robust market. It's funny. The opposition was spreading all sorts of misinformation about, IEX is going to harm market quality.
They're arguing that you're slowing things down a little tiny bit and slower somehow is
worse. Yes. Yeah. So in this case, slower in many ways allows for people to feel safer and provides protection. And I think that that's the way to get long-term liquidity back into the market. Don't use them as prey. Protect them.
All right. Brad Katsuyama, CEO and co-founder of the new stock exchange, IEX. Brad, thank you.
Thanks very much.